This is Radio 1, and Miranda is actually here. There was a bit of a hiccup at the beginning when she walked in. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine now. I sat in your chair, which I can't explain it. It goes back quite far.
Yeah.
And I got scared and screamed. I thought you'd done it deliberately to make me fall over.
No, actually not. But you're right. Have you fixed yourself in a position
now?
Well,
it's not fixed, but I'm in a position where I feel relatively safe.
Okay, good.
But if I do scream, you know why.
Yeah, okay. If you don't move from that position...
I'm going to keep very still.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Welcome to Radio 1.
Thanks, it's very relaxing.
Isn't it?
Sat here in a scary chair...
You are actually poised.
I'm actually poised for eventualities.
A lot of our listeners are very excited that you're on the show today.
That's very lovely.
Because they love your show.
Oh.
We were just saying, on our show the last couple of weeks, you've really, as a young audience, watch this show as well as the older people, I think.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm always surprised that young age group like it. Sort of cool teenagers. I'm like, why do you like me? I'm a nutty old woman. What are you doing? Go watch something cool. But it's lovely. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. Did you ever expect it to be this big?
No.
No.
No. You kind of write what you think's funny and you hope people will find it funny. And, first series, you don't really expect anyone to watch it. You think, oh, well, lucky me having had my chance, you know, my dream. Mm. And then, whoa, when people watch it, it's amazing.
And it's the last one in series two tonight.
Yes. It's all Christmassy.
Oh.
Yeah. Patricia Hodge with reindeer and things on her head. You know.
Your mum.
Yeah, my mum.
She's funny.
Yeah.
How does she... Some of those scenes that she has to do, I'm like, how does she not laugh?
She does laugh.
Right.
the whole way through, normally.
You must have to do it again and again and again.
Yeah, there's not too much of that. Or there are some takes we've chose with her just laughing.
Yeah.
She manages to hide it a bit, but she is our worst corpse.
Is she? I can imagine that.
It's a showbiz exclusive for you.
Thank you. So it's BBC Two tonight at 8:30.
Yes.
Tell us a bit of what happens without spoiling it.
Well, you meet my dad for the first time.
Oh, really?
Played by Tom Conti. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get me with sitcom parents.
Oh.
And basically they just embarrass me and I don't want to spend Christmas with them and I try and get out of it and I can't.
Oh. Is that it after that? Or are you going to do another series?
That's it. Well, nothing formal yet. We'll see, I think, in the new year what the BBC say and what I'm feeling. Yeah, well, it'd be nice to do it again.
Would you do another one?
Yeah, I would. Actually, at the beginning of writing series two, I just thought this is too much pressure. I just really felt the pressure. And now I'm thinking it would be nice to do another series.
Mm. Obviously, you do take it from your personal experiences, do you, or not?
Not really.
No, so that's not really you at all?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's been...
Apart from the chair instant.
Although the chair instant has ruined... that disclaimer there, hasn't it? Oh, I'm just leaning back. Oh, it's quite nerve-wracking still on the chair. Good.
It's fine.
But obviously there's bits of it. Like, I write about things I hate or things I love or, you know, like that, there was an annoying couple in episode two and I just think, I hate those couples that when one of them gets pregnant, they get all kind of over the top. So that obviously, you know, things like that are quite me or trying to keep up with a 22-year-old and stay up all night. That was quite me.
Yeah, and also I saw on your Twitter that recently you walked around all day with a 3 for 2 M&S sticker on your right breast without noticing, which is quite Miranda.
It is quite Miranda. That'll probably go in series three. Yeah, that was good. Why didn't anyone tell me? No one said.
They just
thought,
day?
That's funny. Yeah, till 4 p.m. And I'd been at M&S at 11. 11 till 4 with a 3 for 2 sticker on your right breast.
Awful. Now... Also, a lot of our listeners think that they know you because you talk to the camera on the show all the time. So they think that you and them are actually friends.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it?
It is a bit.
That's very sweet, but I'm not in your sitting room.
No, no.
It's television.
Was it your idea to do that, talking to the camera?
Yes. Well, I loved Eric Morecambe, who's my comedy hero. And so when he did that, I remember watching it thinking, wow, I want to one day do that when I'm grown up on the telly.
Yeah. And
look
there you
at me
are.
And the dream come true.
Look at that, eh?
Oh.
So, I mean, are you, with the clumsiness, that's not really you, no? You don't fall over all the time.
Well, obviously we've had the chair instant in here.
I'm starting to think maybe you do.
Yeah, I do walk like a very old woman on the snow for fear of
I was going to say,
falling.
This weather.
It's like an adventure sport out there permanently, but just walking on the pavement for me.
Yeah.
A bit nervous.
Have you fallen over at all yet?
Not yet, genuinely not yet, but a bit nervous. But I definitely used to be clumsy when I was a teenager. I think I didn't really realise how kind of long and gangly I was, and I kept getting in the way and sort of, yeah, tripping up over my feet. I did quite a lot.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of listeners' questions.
Right, you are.
Right, you're right in the chair.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, don't move. Kerry in Aberdeen wants to know where all the catchphrases come from that you use on the show, like such fun.
Such fun is from my real mother.
Is it?
Yeah, such fun. And just her friends, yeah. But I think lots of people say it, but yeah. And what I call, I'm sitting on my what I call chair, or whatever,
yeah,
is probably from her friends too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does your mum think of the show then?
Yeah, she likes it, although she hates it if people think she's like that.
Right.
Because she really isn't.
Okay.
Apart from saying so, I promise you.
Oh, you've just taken a couple of things that she says.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. No, but she's not. My mum's never tried to marry me off, thank God.
No.
That would be awful.
Jess Carty wants to know if you think it's possible to turn into you just by watching your show, because she thinks that she's got clumsier since she's been watching Miranda.
Well, I like that idea that I might have such power that people just slowly turn into the character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
So, yeah. What is your favourite sketch that you've done in the show so far? That's from Ellen.
Okay, Ellen. I would say Falling in the Grave.
It was brilliant.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
I enjoyed the I was watching today, in fact, where you had to do the speech at the funeral but didn't really know who it was for.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was just before the grave.
I've come late to the party, Miranda, I've got to be honest.
Scott Mills,
I know, isn't that awful?
God,
but we were talking about it.
For you.
It is embarrassing, but I hold my hands up and say I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I will be getting your DVD,
yeah,
which is out now.
Oh, bless you for that. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
and yeah, I just need to play catch up.
And your producer is a thief, by the way.
Oh no, yeah, that's one of our producers. Doesn't work on our show anymore. But she,
well, I can see why.
She left the security tag on, unfortunately, yeah, when she bought the DVD.
Exactly.
Whatever. Sarah in Kent wants to know if you write in fit guys on purpose so you get to kiss them, because she would.
I like that. Well, there is a perk of writing your own sitcom. Enter good-looking man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, there's a bit of that. No.
You do casting, and I'll have him.
And that one, please. Is he over 5'10"? He's in. Marvellous.
Doesn't work like that.
Although, it is hard finding tall men, I have to say.
For the show, yeah.
Because any man who says, who is 5'10" in real life, says that they're 6 foot. And any man who's 5'8" in real life says they're 5'10" and 11.
Mm. Okay.
How old are you? I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
And how tall are you, really?
I think I am 5'10".
No. Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, I am 5'10".
Okay.
Do they normally lie?
Yeah, normally actors lie, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. So often people go 5'10" and you meet them, they're literally 5'6" or 7". Oh. You're like, well, I can't stand next to you because we both look ridiculous. It's embarrassing for both of us.
It's never actually got to the point where you've been on set and it just looks ridiculous, has it?
No, not in my show, because I'm very particular about making sure people are over sort of a certain height.
Mm.
But on some shows, I think it's been awkward.
Mm.
Mm. I just did a sketch with Ronnie Corbett, but that's an extreme and funny example.
That is very extreme.
There's a foot between us.
Is there?
Yeah.
When's that on?
That's on Christmas Day.
Amazing.
We were sitting down there. Oh, no, we weren't in one sketch.
You weren't? So
yeah.
You just, okay, stood next to each other.
Yeah,
that would
we
be funny.
Opposite each other. I played shopkeeper.
So what's happening on Christmas Day?
There's a show called The One Ronnie, which is celebrating his birthday, and I did a couple of sketches in it.
Okay, and I think your show is on again on Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yeah, well? I think it is repeated late on Christmas Day. Yes.
How handy.
I know.
Two showings.
It's very exciting.
What is your favourite Christmas song, Miranda?
I don't know. Something
do you hate
cheesy.
Them?
No, love them.
Do you?
Cheesier, the camper, the better.
Okay, well.
So any of the obvious ones.
We've played Mariah Carey already, which is
okay,
a good
one.
Okay,
well, I was obviously going to say that.
Yeah. I've got Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
There we go.
Might do that.
Go.
So you're for Christmas, are you? Do you love it?
I love it. Turn into a big fat child, love it.
Where will you be?
I'll be in London.
Are you?
For the first time, actually.
Me
I'm
too.
I'm going to be like a tourist in London. I'm really excited. I'm going to do the Christmas markets. I might go to Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah?
We were going to go the other day, but we didn't get around to it.
I'm slightly embarrassing without children, but, you know.
No, that's fine.
Fine.
No, absolutely fine.
Yeah.
bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Miranda was singing along a little bit then.
Da, 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 da. I don't really know the words.
Be careful on that chair.
Yeah, no,
now.
I've worked it out now. And recline and release forward. Thank you.
Becky, have you got anything you want to ask? Because you've been very quiet today.
Do you get it on with Gary tonight, please?
I couldn't possibly reveal, please. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to ask it because I knew that was what everyone wanted to know.
Oh, well,
Surely you must have a little kiss.
I'm trying to look at your face to see if
to
I can
see,
tell.
I'm an no. excellent actress.
I know, poker face is on.
Poker face by Lady Gaga.
Gaga, yeah. Absolutely.
Lady Gaga. Patricia Hodge, the whole of that rehearsal week, iPod and learning poker face.
Oh, bless.
It was the best. The best image you'd ever see. Can't read my... with the headphones. Brilliant.
Now, I know that you met Justin Bieber recently.
Yes.
How was that?
Well,
we're big fans of his.
I mean, you're big fans.
No.
I couldn't... Extraordinary.
It was on Graham Norton, wasn't it?
It was on Graham Norton. I mean, as I tweeted, I was unnerved for him because I think we were... He was meeting a woman three times his body weight in me. I mean, we could not have been... More, and I think that's strange for any 16-year-old. I felt worried for him. I don't think he'll recover. He literally couldn't even go to shake my hand. He's so small.
He is very tiny.
He's wizened.
Mm. And you said you feel about 125 when you met him.
Yeah. Because I just thought, I turned into my mother, I felt like saying, put your hair back.
Mm.
Scrape, you know, stop, pull your jeans up, scrape your hair back, and sing some normal songs.
What did he say to you? Hey, yeah.
He didn't. But I don't know if you saw it. But the audience started booing at him because he cut me down.
Yes,
I made some joke. So it all didn't. Oh, we didn't speak afterwards.
Oh, rubbish. Oh well, he's got another fan there then.
Yes. Well, so, but he's doing all right though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing really
well.
Actually,
most googled man on earth.
Yeah, he's doing good. And I know that you also tried to turn Will Young straight recently.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Will Young.
How did that come about?
I have actually got a photo. My phone's on me, but I have got a photo of me in a wedding dress, a wedding veil, standing next to Will.
Have you?
It was for a sketch, but for me, it's very much the engagement photo.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'm in denial, quite a lot of denial.
And is he aware that you're trying to turn him?
I don't know. Is he on Twitter? I don't know.
I don't think he is.
No, well, maybe
he's we've
not.
Said it now.
He is now.
Yeah. He's aware, very aware now.
Yeah, he's very aware.
So is he your ideal man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a gay man.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I do.
I mean, you know, we could settle down at Christmas and watch Sing Along Sound of Music. And
yeah, everyone's happy, aren't they?
We're all happy.
Absolutely.
And then sleep in separate bedrooms. It's the ideal relationship.
So, last one tonight until you do Series 3.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
Which you have to do because otherwise there'll be a public outcry. Like for instance, Molly in Bristol.
Mm.
Just the idea that there might not be a third series has got her going a bit crazy because her and her mates have Miranda Mondays.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
That's lovely, Miranda Monday.
Yeah, it's become like a national holiday.
I like it.
A world recognised event.
A Miranda.
A Miranda. And also, someone wants to know where they can get a Gary cushion from.
A Gary cushion.
Which you clutch quite a lot.
Yeah, I do. I clutched my Gary cushion. I don't know what... There is no such thing. There's that one and that one only. But, you know, I've got a merchandise bubble. That's an idea, isn't it?
Yes.
But people do make me fruit friends.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, and send them in. And send them in.
Yeah, there was one girl who brought it to the... She was in the audience on our studio night, on the last night of tonight's episode, and she brought in her fruit friend, and we put it in the back of shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet, isn't it?
Isn't it sweet? Occasionally get pictures on Twitter of people's fruit friends.
And then afterwards you're like, I don't actually want fruit friends, but thanks anyway.
Thanks. No, I gave it back.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
As always, it's been a lovely pleasure having you in today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on.
And it's BBC Two, 8:30 tonight for the last one in this series.
Yes.
Is this a bit where we do the little dancey thing?
We do a dance
at the end. Watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are the cameras?
I think they're on.
There, but, I mean, I know predominantly we are on radio.
It doesn't really work, but I just wanted
there
to do it anyway.
There are people watching on the webcam.
It would be like a dream come true to get in the dancey bit, wouldn't
go on,
it?
Then.
Yeah, you've been watching. We need the music.
We
could
do it to CeeLo. It's not quite what you'd normally play, but...
Yeah,
what sort of moves do we do? Just
watch this now on the webcam. BBC.co.uk/radio1.
Shoulder sort of jiggle that. Maybe it's that.
Oh, it is that.
Yeah.
Be careful in that chair.
And even though it's radio, I am actually waving. I'm actually waving to a microphone.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
What a year it's been. We went to Bangor for Radio 1's big weekend.
The place is rocking.